This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
The COVID-19 pandemic shared the spotlight as the Tokyo Games officially started with the opening ceremony Friday. AP's John Leatherby has more.
It had the emotion and pageantry of all opening ceremonies, but reminders the pandemic continues were everywhere. Spectators not allowed except the mask-wearing dignitaries and working media. The parade of athletes reduced to attempt the usual number. The U.S. team, led by co-flag bearers, basketball legend Sue Bird, a four-time gold medalist, and Eddie Alvarez, a member of the U.S. baseball team who won silver as a speed skater at the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi. Four-time tennis Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic cauldron to begin 16 days of competition. I'm John Leatherby.
The World Anti-Doping Agency will have to watch as Russian athletes don uniforms in their country's colors of red, white, and blue to compete at the Tokyo Olympics, having received softened sanctions over their nation's doping scandals. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
WADA had originally banned Russia from the world's top sporting events for 4 years in December 2019. But the sanctions were halved late last year by the Court of Arbitration for Sport, or CAS, in a clear victory for Russia. While the Russians are still not allowed to compete under their own flag, name, or anthem, they can wear red, white, and blue uniforms, despite WADA requesting they wear neutral colors, as they did at the Pyeongchang 2018 Winter Games. The new uniforms feature the logo of the Russian Olympic Committee and the letters ROC. Many Russian athletes were sidelined from the past two Olympics as punishment for state-sponsored doping at the 2014 Sochi Games.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. This is VOA News. The widow of assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse spoke at his funeral Friday in his hometown amid heavy security following violent protests and fears of political volatility in the Caribbean nation. At the end of the funeral, Martine Moïse, who was seriously wounded in her husband's assassination, spoke publicly for the first time since the attack, her voice growing stronger through the 15-minute speech.
Si vous croisez les bras, regardez les bourreaux, le sang ne cessera de couler.
She asked, why is wanting to democratize a sin? How are fighting for equal opportunities to enter the civil service become condemnable? He also added that blood will not cease to flow. Today it is Jovenel Moïse. Tomorrow, who will it be? A U.S. delegation and other dignitaries hurried to vehicles amid reports of shots fired and crowd control gas used on protesters outside the funeral. There were no immediate reports of injuries among protesters or authorities, and no indication any guests at the funeral were in danger. The participant in the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots, nicknamed the QAnon Shaman, is negotiating a possible deal with prosecutors. Reuters' Zachary Gelman reports.
Jacob Chansley, nicknamed the QAnon Shaman, showed up bare-chested, face-painted, wearing a horned headdress and bearing a flag affixed to a spear. He faces charges including civil disorder and obstructing an official proceeding. And his lawyer told Reuters Chansley is negotiating a possible plea deal with prosecutors after prison psychologists found he suffers from a variety of mental illnesses. Federal prosecutors have arrested more than 535 people on charges of taking part in the violence, which saw rioters battle police, smash windows, and send members of Congress and then Vice President Mike Pence running for safety. About 20 defendants have so far pleaded guilty to federal charges in connection with the attack, according to a government tally.
That's Reuters' Zachary Gelman. Cleveland's Major League Baseball team announced Friday it is renaming itself the Guardians, dropping more than a century-old moniker of the Indians, which Native Americans and other critics saw as racist. The team announced it would dump the name it has used since 1915 in a video narrated by Oscar-winning actor Tom Hanks. It is the latest in a series of professional or university sports teams in the United States to yield to public pressure over offensive names and logos, ditching ones such as Redskins, Savages, or Redmen, amid a national reckoning about racism and discrimination. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.